mommy dear, we love being your sons. And gourds, they wanna have fun. Oh, gourds just wanna have fun.
Of course, Gary Gee finds a song about gourds.
It was all last minute, too. I looked everywhere last night, and I did one quick search, and all of a sudden this popped up.
Oh, that's and that awesome. Is VeggieTales, in case you're wondering.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
So
we have lots of puns like that at the farm.
Oh, I bet you do. Waylon, so I want to test my artistic talents, and I want some. I want to get some of your gourds. So how am I going to do that? I know there's a lot of listeners out there that are way more artistic than I am. So
To find a hobby for the kids to keep them busy. Yeah,
trying to find a hobby for the kids. So how do we do that?
Yeah. Well, the best thing is we have built a gigantic gourd shopping center at the farm. We're not still sure what we're calling it, but we're leaning towards Gourdtopia. And so we are open at our farm Tuesdays through Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. year-round. It kind of gets mixed up when they have the holidays, but for the most part, we're always there. Now, also our website, wurtzfarm.com, WURTZFARM.com. That is our website. And we move a ton of gourds through that website. And we ship to all 50 states equally. We have artists all over the country. And normally we'd have a lot of Canadian customers, but not this year with the pandemic. So, but whether you decide to order online, we make it super easy. It is just like checking out on Amazon. You can add three varieties of this in that size, four varieties of that gourd in another size. You hit buy, and we box them and ship them to you.
So for those that have been to the Wurtz Gourd Festival in February, The sad thing is it's not occurring this year, but hey, there will be next year. But I think every listener that's ever been to the Wurtz Gourd Festival in February, you should post on Rosie on the House's either Facebook page or Instagram whether you've gone to the Wurtz, or actually your Instagram account, right? Whether you've been,
yes,
a listener has been to the festival or not. Because that's a really exciting experience. It's annual. It's not going to happen this year, but, you know, there's going to be 2022. So
That's exactly right. And we've been doing this festival now for about 18 years. And luckily, we were able to sneak in our festival in February of 2020, right before the pandemic hit. And our 2020 festival theme was Make America Gourd Again. and it was a really popular theme. But unfortunately, with 2021, we had it scheduled. But with the increasing numbers of the pandemic and states going on lockdown, a lot of our vendors who come from out of state, they couldn't make it. And so they started canceling left and right. And unfortunately, we just had to make the call to cancel it. It was going to be held Valentine's Day weekend, but we'll just have to go without it this year. But the good news is at the farm, we are planning more events. And when I say events, I mainly mean kind of classes. We have a lot of gourd crafting classes that my wife Leah coordinates, and we hope to get those on our website soon so that people can start signing up. And we keep it low-key at the farm. We get about maybe 8 to 12 students per class. We're really trying to minimize how many students we have, but it's something different that people can do. It's out in the open. It's during our beautiful time of the year. And if nothing else, you know, people use our farm as just kind of an escape to get out of the city. All of our gourds are under shade, and it's just a fun shopping experience. But you don't even have to come and buy gourds. You can just come and enjoy the ambiance of our whole Gourdtopia shopping center.
I'm glad you emphasized that, Waylon, because that's one of the things I was wanting to add. Okay, the festival's not here this year, but you can still visit the farm. And of the handful, actually it's more than that, couple dozen farms that we have in the state of Arizona that you can visit, this is another one of them. And maybe mention the location just a little bit for our listener if they don't happen to pause and check your website out.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you just, if people out there are unsure how to spell Wurtz or, you know, gourds or anything, if somebody just Googles a gourd farm in Arizona, we're the only one to pop up. So were real easy to find, or, you know, gourds for sale were generally the first one to pop up. And so that's an easy way to get a hold of us. And we have a gift shop there at the farm. People can buy their crafting supplies. They can buy gifts that are already made out of the gourds. And if nothing else, they can wander around the rest of the farm and see the animals. And there's no admission charge. You know, we're just basically a store that deals with selling these weird-looking fruits.
And where is it physically located?
Physically located, well, we are about 9 miles east of Casa Grande on Highway 287. The actual address is 2487 East Highway 287 in Casa Grande, Arizona. And it's just right in between Tucson and Phoenix, and a great place to come and visit.
We're talking with Waylon Wirtz of the Wirtz Gourd Farm, along with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau here, Rosie on the House.